Chapter 3. Accused of Robbery.
I went to bed that night, thinking about the strange Osbaldistone family, my father, Rashleigh, and Di Vernon. When I woke up, I heard the horn announcing that the fox hunt was beginning again. In the courtyard, where men, dogs and horses were in full preparation, I met Di Vernon. We left with the rest of the hunting party, but after a few miles, we were alone. Di guided me to the top of a hill and stopped her horse under some trees. She indicated some mountains on the far horizon. She said that they were in Scotland and that if necessary, my horse could take me there in 2 hours. I was surprised. I had no desire to go to Scotland. What should I do in Scotland? I asked.
Provide for your safety,
she replied.
Didn't you travel here with a man, a Mr. Morris?
The girl asked me then. Well, yes. I travelled with a strange little man who was always worried about his portmanteau, I answered slowly.
Someone stole that bag, Frank,
explained Di. You do not think I am a thief, I replied angrily.
Mr. Morris is an agent for the London government,
she continued.
He was carrying important documents and money for the English soldiers in the north. You are accused of robbery and of treason, Frank Osbaldistone.
So, I am a traitor too, I exclaimed angrily. She saw I was angry and tried to console me.
Around here, many important people are in favour of James II and against the Hanoverians,
she said.
Your crime is considered the crime of a gentleman and a king's man.
But I want to refute this terrible accusation. Who is examining my case? I demanded.
Judge Inglewood. He told my uncle to show you the road to Scotland,
replied Di. Then I must see him and tell him the truth. Diana insisted on accompanying me. When we arrived, we were surprised to meet Rashleigh coming out of Judge Inglewood's house. The judge was having lunch when we entered. Another man was with him at the table. It was Mr. Morris, my timorous travelling companion. He said that one of the robbers had mentioned the name of Osbaldistone. But that is not a good reason to accuse me, I replied. At that moment, the servant announced the arrival of another gentleman, and I was surprised to see Mr. Campbell, the other man I had met on my journey north. He explained to Judge Inglewood that he had been with Mr. Morris when the bandits attacked him.
Why didn't you help Mr. Morris, then?
Asked the judge.
Mr. Morris is strong enough to defend himself,
he replied coldly.
I am a man of peace. I do not want to have trouble with the law. But of one thing I am sure, Mr. Osbaldistone was not one of the bandits who stole the bag.
At that point, Mr. Morris retracted his accusations against me, and the judge declared I was innocent. Soon after, Mr. Morris left the house with Campbell. Di Vernon and I rode back to Osbaldistone Hall. The girl started to tell me something of her life. She had many troubles, she said. I tried to learn more, but she replied mysteriously,
I cannot reveal my secrets.
At Osbaldistone Hall, Di ordered dinner for us in the library. The ancient, dark library was full of books, very untidy and neglected. On one wall was a portrait of Di's grandfather, Lord Vernon, with the Vernon motto above it. He had been loyal to the kings of the Stuart dynasty, she said, and had shared the misfortunes of Charles I. The Vernon family, once important, was now ruined. During our meal, Rashleigh entered. I must thank you for calling Mr. Campbell. His defence saved me, I said. I was curious and wanted to learn more about the connection between Rashleigh and Campbell. So we continued to talk until Diana went to bed.